joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline. Mr. Chuck Broerman, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, and we're all about numbers this visit, right, Chuck?
We are. It's been an incredible week and a half since we sent out ballots. We have 135,000 ballots returned. That is at a faster clip than we ever had. However, we're number two to Jefferson County, so we're about 18,000 back behind Jefferson County. So even though we've done an incredible effort in getting ballots returned and we're number two in the state, hey, El Paso, what about becoming number one? Let's really get those ballots voted once you've made a decision, drop them off at our drop boxes. So incredible returns thus far. Of that 135,000, the breakdown is 38,557 Democrat ballots. We don't know how they voted, just what their affiliation of those ballots are. Number two are unaffiliated voters at 46,622, and then Republicans have returned 48,661. We think, we originally planned 375,000 ballots would be returned, which would be about 50,000 more votes cast than in 2016. But I'm thinking I need to up that. I think I need to up that higher than 375,000, closer to 400,000. So big numbers, a lot of people voting, a lot of people weighing in on the issues and candidates.
11 issues on the ballot this year, a ton of candidates. Certainly the presidential election, not only hotly contested, but have a lot of people engaged where maybe they hadn't been so engaged in the past. And you bring up another interesting point, too, speaking of numbers.
Sure.
The encouragement is to get people to drop their ballots off because of COVID-19 or to mail them. And try to avoid voting in person or dropping your ballots off in person at a voting center. Chuck, you sent me an interesting couple of statistics.
Yeah.
Not going to steal your thunder here, but there's a cost of voting in person versus mailing your ballot.
There is. It is with the COVID spike. I really want to strongly encourage our citizens to vote that ballot that's in the safety of security of your home, and then return it in person. Return that ballot in person to one of our 37 drop boxes or our vote centers that we are opening up. We as a community has done a great job through this late spring and summer to allow businesses to reopen by enacting certain things to keep us all safe, from wearing masks to washing hands and stuff like that. And we're starting to see a spike. And, I want people to be safe. I want them to have their voice heard, and we can do so in a safe way by voting that ballot in their house. However, I've got people who are leaving that ballot on their kitchen counter and choosing to go in person. And, in person was really designed for what I call the oh shoot voters, the voters who, oh, I forgot to register to vote, or hey, I moved and I forgot to update my registration, or oops, or shoot, I mismarked my ballot. I need to get a replacement one. And then for those citizens that need the ADA accessible machines, they use them to be able to have their voice heard. So that's what an in-person vote center was originally designed for, about 5% of the population. And when people forego the safety and security of that mail ballot, we've done it 12 times. We demonstrated to the country that we're safe, secure. There is no funny business that goes on in El Paso County, none that happens in Colorado. So people should rest assured. They shouldn't listen to what they're hearing in Washington or New Jersey or Pennsylvania or other places. That doesn't happen here in El Paso County. But there's also a fiscal note to doing this. So when I mail you a ballot, the printing, the insertion, the postage, that cost me about $2 per ballot packet that I send to you. When you come into a vote center, I have equipment, I have rental on the facilities, I have the labor of the staff, I have many other things overhead that most people don't know. It cost me $30 per vote to do the same thing. You vote on the same paper ballot, you go through the same processes, it goes through the same machine to tabulate, and people are foregoing that ballot on the counter. So, from a side of being judicious with your tax dollars. I really encourage people to vote that mail ballot that we sent to them about 10 days ago.
And Chuck, we've been following a story on the TV site at KRDO where KRDO has asked certain has asked voters their thoughts on mail-in, in-person versus drop boxes and in other ways. And there is still some distrust of the mail-in system out there. In the story that we've reported in one case, based on a personal experience. In other words, somebody mailed something, never made it to the other end. That is making that person less than trustful of the postal system. So sure. she's going to take her ballot so that she knows with
most certainly
every bit of certainty that you can give her that her ballot's going to be counted.
And we have ballot tracks this year that you can sign up for. You can go to epcvotes.com, that stands for El Paso County Votes.com. Sign up for that. When you drop off your ballot, and we're multiple times a day emptying, collecting those contents of those ballot boxes in a bipartisan way and then rushing them back here to be processed and tabulated. Once we receive it in our door, we're going to scan that and you're going to get an email or text message saying, hey, we've received it. And then once it goes through signature verification, gets processed and goes to tabulation, you're going to get another message saying, hey, we've accepted that. You know that it's counted. There's no other system in the country that's quite like that. You have the verifiability that your vote counted. So I just really encourage people to be frugal with our tax dollars and utilize that ballot that's on their kitchen counter. Do so in a safe way. Allow the use of those vote centers for those people that really, really need that. I was talking to a citizen that usually votes their mail ballot, but they said, hey, I heard in the national narrative, I need to come and vote. I said, but ma'am, you voted 12 times this other way. Yeah, but I was told I need to do this. That people are listening to the national narrative, and that's not Colorado's narrative. That's not El Paso County's narrative. And after they got done voting, I asked them, well, what did you observe? She goes, well, it was the same thing I did at home. It was on the same yeah. paper ballot. Everything was the same way. They checked my signature. It was the same. I said, so what did you learn? She goes, I should have voted my mail ballot. And standing in line for a while, and on election day, you're going to stand in line for a long time. You vote the same way. It's recorded the same way. It's just as safe. You get the privilege of standing in line for a while sure. by going to a vote center.
Chuck Broerman, El Paso County Clerk and Recorder, thank you once again. We'll have you back in a week from now. We'll talk more about all aspects of balloting, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Ted.